Hello and welcome to the podcast and this lovely group of listeners. My name is Helga.
My name is Hera.
And I'm Valdís and we are the hosts of the podcast.
This is going to be an easy breezy episode and fun topics about Christmas.
We have searched for the top 10 most popular Christmas songs, but in Britain.
And we're going to go through with them together and talk about them.
Alright, we are gonna read for you the top 10 list. And coming in 10th place is When a Child is Born by Johnny Mathis. In 9th place is I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake. In 8th place is Do They Know It's Christmas by The Band-Aid. It's Christmas time. In 7th place comes Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. Driving home for Christmas, yeah. And in 6th place, yes, 6th place is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. In 5th place is I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by The Wizard. In 4th place is A White Christmas by Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. In 3rd place is Merry Xmas Everybody by The Slate. In 2nd place and very popular is Last Christmas by Wham. And it's final. In 1st place is Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues. And it's funny, this song was supposed to be a comedy song,
really?
But then it got really popular and it, well, it is in 1st place.
Yeah, well, I did not know that. Okay, now that we listened to a piece of every song, we are going to talk about our opinion, and maybe after this podcast you can talk about your opinion with your friends. Alright, Helga, we have listened to the list, and yeah, what did you think?
Well, we can see or hear why they are on top of the list in Britain.
Yeah, they give a British vibe, kind of.
They really do, especially the last the first one. Well, in first place, because because it's well, it's an Irish band, and like their voice and their
it's very polite.
Yes, like, yeah. They give this strong feeling into the song.
Kind of homey, like.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know what it is. It's like, yes. And I actually have a favorite song.
You do?
Yes. And you can call me basic, but All I Want for Christmas is Always Lovely.
That's not really basic. Okay, kind of basic, but not. I have to say my favorite is Driving Home for Christmas. I'm kind of old. Yes. Yeah. I told my dad that and he said, no, that's not true. he didn't believe me, but yeah. Yeah, I really love that song. It's very, like, classic and, yeah.
I think it's a good choice because, you know, it's like you said, it's homey.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you are, like, in the kitchen baking cookies or something.
Yeah, and cozy clothes and with your family.
It gives it that extra...
Yeah.
Extra vibe.
Yeah. So, Helga.
Yes.
Shouldn't we ask them what five top songs they cannot miss on their Christmas playlist?
Yes.
For this year, at least.
So, if you can comment or send us any anything, we would like to know what your top five Christmas songs are, just overall or this year, and what songs can't miss your Christmas playlist.
All right, thank you for listening and
yes,
thank
you so much. This was very fun.
Yeah, we'll see you next episode.
Yes, bye. Hello, and welcome to the second episode of the Christmas Spirit Podcast.
Today we're going to talk about five movies you must watch before Christmas.
Oh, yes. And I have actually looked at the list, and I am very excited.
I have actually not seen the list before.
So, I am excited for you to read it.
All right, I'll... Ooh, okay. I will take the honor today.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And number five is Polar Express.
Ooh,
that's a classic movie.
I have never watched it before.
What? Well, I actually don't really like it. People get kind of angry when they hear that. But I don't know why I don't like it. There's something about it, you know? I can't point at the exact thing, you know?
You can't describe it, actually.
Yeah. And it's a long time since I watched it because I don't like it.
It's about, like, a boy and old man or something.
Yeah, something about a train called the Polar Express.
Hmm.
I don't remember. I know there's this one girl who's always had a crooked back with two ponytails. She has curly hair. She's kind of weird. That's all I remember. I know it's something about a ticket that flies away, something like that.
Maybe I should watch it this Christmas. Because I have heard about it many times, but never actually watched it.
Yeah, you should maybe do that.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue. Number four is Arthur Christmas. That's a pretty good movie.
That's, it's not... acted, it's animated.
Animated, yes. It's actually my brother's favorite movie, so I've watched it way too many times, so I don't really like it. I like it, but it's like I watch it way too many times. But it's quite good.
Yeah.
All right, and number three is Scrooge. Ooh. Yeah, I don't think I finished it. I was so scared of it as a child. I was like, it was like a horror movie in my eyes.
Ooh, I have I have also never watched Scrooge.
Yeah. It's about this very creepy old man that, and then there are like Christmas ghosts or something, and the man is like very mean, but he meets a child that loves him or something.
Ooh.
But yeah, the guy is very creepy. He's like a long nose, kind of like the Icelandic thing Grýla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but a man.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't.
Always when I saw the, you know, front of the movie, I thought it was like the BFG, Big Friendly Giant movie, because it looked similar.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But maybe not.
I was so scared of this movie as a child. I don't think I finished it. I don't remember a lot about it, but I remember it was very scary. It's probably not, but yeah. All right. And to a more adult movie.
Yes.
To number two is The Holiday.
Ooh, I have watched that. It's actually my favorite.
Really? It's my mom's favorite. And not, when I watched it, I was like not watching the whole thing, you know. I wasn't paying attention enough. But it's quite a good movie, I'm pretty sure. What's
I love the story. It's about two women. One lives in LA and the other one lives in England, and they decide to switch houses. They were so different types, but still not. Like, they can be very similar.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to certain
sides of a coin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And you know, they meet different guys and you know, I'm not gonna spoil everything, but you know, it's a very good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom loves it, but yeah. Coming in number one, the last one is Love Actually.
Oh, it's a typical British movie.
Oh yeah, it's like the most British Christmas movie of all, I think.
It has, you know, all the, you know, top British actors.
Yeah. It's also very, very classic storyline, kind of.
But do you really think so?
Well, not really, but, like, okay, I'm kind of gonna spoil, but, like, they meet, they fall in love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's such a weird story.
Yeah, kind of.
Still.
Yeah. Maybe I'm confusing it with another movie, but
I just think the characters are so funny.
Yeah.
And so weird. They're hilarious.
Yeah. It's kind of long since I watched that, actually. I only watched The Grinch, which is kind of bad. It's like the only Christmas movie I watched on repeat before Christmas, but yeah.
But come on, it's a classic.
Yeah, it is. It really is. But yeah, it's kind of... I saw it probably last year. I think so.
Yeah. Love Actually.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think I watch it every Christmas.
Yeah, I watched Grinch yesterday, but okay. But yeah. All right, that completes the list.
Okay, so out of this list, which one is your favorite?
Oof. Out of all these... My mom will kill me if I don't say The Holiday, but I am going to say Arthur Christmas, even though I've watched it way too many times. But out of these,
it's maybe, you know, the one you're most familiar with.
Like that, yeah. But yeah, what about you?
Oof, I think I will choose The Holiday.
Yeah.
Because it was between Holiday... The Holiday and Love Actually, and
yeah, the movies you watched.
Yeah, but I will choose The Holiday.
Yeah. All right. What about you guys?
Yes, maybe you can like in the last episode.
Yeah.
Let us know if there is any movie on this list or just overall that you love to watch. Maybe you can give us some ideas.
Yeah.
So I think we're not gonna have this much longer.
Yeah.
And wrap this up.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
Yeah, and thank you for listening to both of our episodes if you have watched the first one or listened.
And have a lovely Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. Oh, wow, that's... All right.
So we'll say goodbye now.
Goodbye. We're kind of tired. Bye.